Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Are you a baby boomer who could use a boost when it comes to exercise? Well, I am thrilled today to be joined by fitness icon Kathy Smith. With a library of best-selling fitness DVDs, nutrition and weight loss books, and lifestyle products, Kathy Smith has been an icon and leading force in the wellness industry for nearly three decades. Selling over 16 million workout videos since 1980, Americans have grown up with Kathy and followed her through each stage of their lives. Today, she continues to shape and inspire the lives of millions around the world, including health and wellness for the aging population. Just this year, Kathy launched Rejuvenation, www.rejuvenationrehab.com, her new line of fitness equipment created for the aging population. Complete with convenient kits that cater to the specific needs of aging individuals, each product and exercise helps to restore the body as well as rehabilitate and prevent injury by building strength, increasing flexibility, improving range of motion, and boosting muscle endurance. Kathy, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Oh, thank you so much, Lisa, for that great introduction.
Well, thank you. Kathy, I've been a fan of yours for years. I used to do aerobics in the 80s. I'm almost 43, so I remember the leg warmers well.
And, I love those styles. I always like when we have Halloween parties, and now and my daughters want to borrow my leotards and my leg warmers and my headbands from the 70s and play Let's Get Physical with Olivia Newton-John.
I know things have certainly changed. Now, Kathy, you started in the 80s, and I know I read that you had done aerobics and running in college. And how did that lead you into this wonderful career in fitness?
Well, you know, I had actually, when I was in college, I lost both of my parents. I lost my mom. She was in a plane crash, and my dad had a heart attack at the age of 42. And it was a really traumatic time for me, and that's, as you said, I started running. And I found that the way that I got to running is I actually had a boyfriend that was a football player, and I would go out running with him, not necessarily because I wanted to be in shape or anything. It's just that I didn't want to be alone. And I would get back from these runs, and I would feel like, wow, there was a shift in my energy and my thinking and my confidence. And I thought, and it just, I started putting the pieces together that when I used my body, when I did aerobics, I felt better. And that got me into studying about it. I then moved to Los Angeles, and I continued running. But there was a person who lived next door to me. Her name was Gilda Marks, and she had a studio called Body Design by Gilda. I went to the studio, and Jane Fonda was in the class, and Barbara Streisand was in the class, and we would do all these arm circles and mainly calisthenics-type things, like arm circles and leg lifts on your side, and it was all to music, and I loved the class format. And then I took my love of aerobics and running. I loved this class format. I combined them and started teaching a class again in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, and got this big following. And then the rest, you know, then from there, I had a woman in a class who said, "Let's do an exercise album." So before we had videos, before we had DVDs, before we had iPods, we had albums. and I did my first album, which got me on TV, and then I had a TV show called Alive and Well, which was on USA Network for many years, which is a health and wellness show that I did daily, and it just kept growing and growing. And I was very fortunate, but it's also something that I came to because of a tragedy in my life, and it brought me. And I really wanted to start helping other people not just learn about their bodies and how to get fit and lose weight and have great abs, but I think from the very beginning, my whole direction with fitness was all of that. But when you work out, when you take care of yourself, your brain, you feel so much better. You feel so much more confident, and everything else around you is impacted by that.
Yeah, so true. It makes such a difference. I just took my dogs for a walk, and even though it's very hot and humid here on the East Coast, I just love it. I feel so much better. And, you know, I mentioned that you're an icon in the fitness field, and you've seen the trends come and go. And I'm wondering, Kathy, what have been some of your favorites, and what are some that you could have done without?
What do I love? I love step aerobics. That was so much fun.
Yes, I do too.
I loved you know, I love the dance aspect of the aerobics. I love putting salsa and merengue and tango and just regular hip hop beats and funk beats, and putting music and how music connects you to the working out. I mean, when anybody asks me, like, they say, I'm so bored of working out. You know, I always tell them, well, you know, download some new great music and jump on the treadmill, and because music really helps to motivate. And in a class format and as a teacher, when you get to choreograph new moves, and when I say choreograph, it might be, you know, heel taps or twists or grapevines, but at least you're doing something to move to music that makes you move. So I like music. I love when weights got introduced. I love strength training, and I love tubing, and I love that whole aspect of it. Let's see. I do love yoga and that trend. I love Pilates. What could I have done without? I could have done without oh, my God, such a great question. You know, I never really get stumped too much when I talk so much, because you actually, which you get an award for that. No, because I typically, well, you know, things that I could have done without, I don't like, and I don't want to, I don't like real fast, out of control, frenetic kind of movement. So The ones that I could have done without, not that there's anything against Billy Blanks. I love Billy. But Taibo, the type of things where, and I don't mind boxing, but when it's like, and it's just really, everything's really frenetic, so that you're going so fast that at the end, your body, I almost feel beaten up a little bit. And it might feel good. It might, there's kind of a quick high that you get from it. But afterwards, there's like the breaking down of the body that I don't like those kind of movement styles. And then that happens, it's mainly speed of movement that, unless it's really, directed to like a quick movement, like a fast hot potato with your feet, you know, something that's small and controlled. So I think, but let me just think, I love spinning. Is there anything? Oh, I can tell you one, which nobody's going to even remember, but there was something called the flow. And the flow was this water type of thing that we used, that they were big plastic bags, and we would, like, sweep them side to side. There's also the, you know, vibrational blades, the blade, which you go up and down, which, you know, I mean, again, I'm not putting anything down. It might be right for somebody, but it's not. Those blades up and down wasn't my cup of tea, and I could never see. I'll tell you what I don't like. When anything that I say, I go, why exactly are we doing this?
Yes.
Like, I always look for, like, a purpose behind it. So to, you know, jump around on one foot, tapping your head, going this way, diving, something that might be the thing that really gets me to the core, when I see people doing things that really can cause injury, I almost feel like trainers should be use the, you know, the Hippocratic Oath that doctors use, like, you know, cause no harm. I mean, whatever you do, whenever you're taking, there's got to be a reason why you're doing it. And I think sometimes people do things because, oh, we just have to figure out a different way of doing it. And to do a squat, jumping up and down, turning 180 degrees with weights in your hand, you know, balancing a plate on your head type of thing almost, it's like I watch people do it and do it incorrectly, and I look, I go, oh, my God, blowing out their knees, blowing out their back. Yeah. Why? I mean, there's no purpose in doing that.
No,
and that's
I agree.
What my pet peeve is.
Now, do you remember the thing I used to like? Because I used to be a personal trainer, and I taught aerobics and stuff. I liked the thing that you would – it was like a long white – kind of board, and you would do like a almost like a skating motion back and forth,
oh,
like you'd
yeah.
hit the edge. What would you remember? I thought that was a really good inner and outer thigh workout. That thing just disappeared. If you know where one is, let me know.
There's one at the gym that I go to, but it's called the other. It was Reebok put them out also, the Reebok Slide, and I love them. And I, but you know, where certain pieces of equipment, this is what I found through the course of years, something is very repetitive, but maybe a little tougher and a little boring, like you just go back and forth and back.
And that's true.
And so what happens is that people would do it, but they would do it for 3 or 4 minutes and they get bored. And then the other thing that I found with the slide, even though I agree, I thought it was the best inner outer thigh workout I've ever seen, but there was a learning curve to it. And you had to put on those little booties, and then you had to slide back and forth. And people that didn't push off far enough got stuck in the middle of the slide. And I think what happened was there's some liability issues for clubs, because what would happen is that you step off that board or you don't quite hit it right and you fall right on your behind, you know, you fall on your bum. And I have a feeling that certain clubs just realize that, there's probably liability here because those booties, people would take those, get off the slides and walk around with those booties on and then slip on the floor and things. So that's what I saw, but I agree. That would be one that that we should figure out. I think that should be around, but maybe with a bar or something. That's a good idea, though. Maybe I'll think about that.
Now, you mentioned music earlier and dance movement. Have you tried Zumba? Because I've been told it's really fun.
Oh, I love it. So Zumba, I was a keynote speaker at the Zumba convention this last year, and that was down in Orlando, and there was 4,000 Zumba instructors, and Beto was there, the creator of Zumba, and it is so much fun. And so you just think about, you know, because Beto is a the whole organization is known for their good music, and then creating movements that are easy to pick up. And so I think what people get intimidated with dance is because I have two left feet, I can't dance, I'm not going to be able to do it. So they've broken it down into steps that are really easy to catch on to. And so you feel good about yourself. You leave the class feeling that I'm pretty good at this. And that really builds, again, your confidence. And you burn so many calories, and you don't even realize you're working out. So I love Zumba.
Oh, that is so much fun. Now, speaking of all this wonderful exercise, you've created this wonderful program, Rejuvenation, and that's targeted toward the baby boomers. And why? What's different about Rejuvenation from general workouts?
Well, again, as we age, you want to think about maintaining strength. You want to really focus on balance, flexibility. You want to do things that really support your joints, your ligaments, and not always breaking down. So the shift is, again, when you're 25, when you're 35, not that you're in classes, and some of the things we're talking about, there's a lot of high impact, there's a lot of going for broke, there's a lot of pacing in classes. And I think one of the things that you really have to think about as you start to get, you know, when I say older, past 40, is you want to start to think about your body. What's happened to your body over the last, let's say, 40 years? Do you have any knee problems? Do you have any shoulder problems? How's your back? So that as you go into your exercise program, you want to protect and strengthen the areas that need strengthening. And then you want to continue to support things even more so, like strength. As we get older, you start losing muscle mass, and it starts to speed up the older you get, meaning when you get into your 50s, your muscle, the amount of muscle that you lose every year starts to accelerate. You want to maintain that muscle because that's what keeps you young. The other thing that starts to shift is you start to lose that ability to balance. And so it's more important to do exercises that focus on balance, starting from your feet and seeing how you stand on your feet, your posture, how you hold yourself throughout the day. And so really the balls, the tubing, the different weights that I've developed are really for people that need to start thinking about maintaining muscle, maintaining balance, maintaining flexibility, and doing it in a way that's appropriate for them, that it's not going to break, you're not going to break down muscle, you're not going to you're not going to hurt yourself anyway, and you're really going to protect those areas of your body that perhaps you've overused through the years. And I really am a big believer that that you need to start learning about your body and figuring out in your home on a daily basis simple things. It doesn't have to, some of the things that I teach you in the Rejuvenation program are things that you might do a 10-minute program when you get out of bed in the morning. 10 minutes is going to set the tone for your entire day with your back, your knees, your flexibility, your range of motion in your neck. It's going to, you know, another program before you go to bed at night that's going to help you sleep better, going to help you stretch everything out. Another program that's going to help you work on balance. And then, as I said, strength training and core. So it's really directed for an audience, you know, that we're talking about, you, me, so much of the population is there now. And either exercise for some has fallen by the wayside because They don't know what to do, and they need to be reintroduced to a really good exercise that is appropriate. And for others, it's just, you know, how do I start to shift exercise because this doesn't feel good anymore, what I've been doing.
Yes, that's such a good point. Yeah, I have trouble with my knees, and there's a lot of things that I want to be doing, but that my knees really won't let me do. So I think it's important to know that there's someone like you who's been in the field for so long and is so knowledgeable and has designed programs that are safe, and so I can get some strength back without and knowing that I'm not going to hurt myself is very comforting.
Well, that's it. And let's just even talk about your knees. So some people say, you know, my knees hurt, so I'm not going to do any squatting. But think about this in life. When you sit down to go to the bathroom, guess what you have to do? That's a squat. You have to sit back. So when you sit in a chair, when you sit in the car, when you get in the car and you have to get out, so you have to go into a squat position. You have to twist and turn, get in that car, get out. And that's what I really love to help people with. How do you maintain that function in your body? And you can't say, I'm going to avoid squatting, because what happens is that then your knees get weaker and weaker. No, we have to strengthen your knees, and we have to show you how to do things safely so that you can actually build that strength and endurance so that you can do all those things that you want to do throughout the day. And so, and you just want to do them safely, and you can do them. It's just that the techniques that I teach you of how to do a proper squat that are going to protect the knee, and we even start you out in a chair so that you have the safety net of the chair so you can go into that squat position but get the proper form so you're not going too far forward with your knees, you're not overloading those knees, you're actually keeping the weight in your heel, and all the little techniques and little tricks that can just help you live such a big, better, fuller life and keep you just active forever.
Oh, that's fantastic. I know exercise really, it does. It makes such a difference. And again, making sure when people, if they're nervous about it, that they can do things that they know are going to make them feel better. And it's true. I mean, even just isometric exercises are nice too. Like when I'm sitting here speaking with you, I can tighten up my quads and then release. You know, there's little things that you can do that I learned from my physical therapist years ago. And the other question I have is, where does aerobic exercise fit into this, a cardiovascular exercise?
Yeah, it's really, it's obviously so, so important. And it's really hitting home with me right now because one of my very best friends, I've been in the hospital with him because he had a heart attack 4 days ago and 59 years old and went, a long story that I, you know, probably shouldn't get into on this interview, but just the moral and the message coming out of this is that two things. One, you got to go to the doctor. You have to get your heart checked. There's some really simple tests now that really starting at the age of 45, I recommend men and women. Because remember, we always think that women can't have heart attacks. I've done a lot of talking around the country about women, and once you start going perimenopausal and then menopausal, you lose that safety cushion, you lose estrogen, and therefore that safety cushion of having that, you know, that buffer to keep you your heart healthy. So what we need to remember is that even as women, the risk of heart attack goes up as we age, and the first and foremost is don't go into denial. We all go into denial, including Kathy Smith. And I tell you, I am preaching this right now because I'm going to the doctor, you know, next week when I'm through all this. I'm going to go and just have my arteries checked, a simple test that you can check if your arteries are blocked. So I'm getting that off the table right away, because if your arteries are blocked and you've gone through years of eating saturated fats and meat and butter, and maybe just genetically, so it's not even a blame, maybe just genetics, pure genetics. My dad died of a heart attack. You know, there's a lot of things in my family that I need to take care of my heart. So get your heart checked, first of all. Now, having said that, one of the best ways to protect your heart and keep those arteries open, first of all, you have the diet side, which means cutting back on saturated fats, which means having a lot of great fish oils and omega-3s and 6s in your diet, and making sure that you have green leafy vegetables, making sure that you keep your weight down, and all those things that I'm sure we'll have to talk about in another conversation.
Definitely.
And then doing cardiovascular exercise, and that means getting out and doing and starting walking. I mean, walking is the simplest. The no excuse one, you don't need to go to the gym. There's no extra equipment that you need. if it happens to be inclement weather or it's dark out or it's cold or it's like you said today with your dog, it's a little too hot for somebody to get out, at least, you know, pick up one of the DVDs. And I actually have something with the rejuvenation line, called, you know, a walking DVD with light hand weights that you just do right in your home, right with the I coach you through a couple mile walk right in your living room.
Oh, I need that in the winter.
Yeah, that's what, you know, yeah, in the winter time. That's exactly. Or for some people, you're willing to hit the humid outdoors. I mean, some people can't stand. I find that when I get more letters. People can't stand the cold. I can't stand, you know, the other half can't stand the heat. I won't go out. It's too humid. It's too hot. So whatever your personality is, just know, have options. And I really say that about cardio. Have at least three, maybe, you know, four to five options. So you have your indoor at home activity, your outdoor walking, something at the gym, something that maybe you do in a class situation, like spinning or indoor rowing or an aerobic class. But start to, you know, right now, today, if there's one thing, and I'm really on this, besides this rejuvenation line, which I love and I'm so proud to have, you know, coming out with this, the other thing is find some kind of cardio and start it, because it really is about, it's a life-saving technique.
Yeah, it is. And I think, too, for people who are just getting started, it's okay to just do 10 minutes and then build up from there. Because, again, and obviously, if you put too many expectations on yourselves and then you make these goals that are really lofty, I'm going to lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks. Well, then you're not going to, and it's not healthy anyway, and you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
And so that's a whole other conversation I'd love to have with you. Like I said, I've been a personal trainer, and I used to really focus on that you got to make this, you know, SMART goals, you know, take small steps and that kind of thing. So I love your program. I think everything you've done has been so inspirational, and you've helped so many people. And, Kathy, if you can tell us again the site for Rejuvenation.
So it's www.rejuvenation and rejuvenationrehab.com. But if you also just go online, if you can't remember that or spell it, just, you know, just go online and just, you know, look up Kathy Smith, if you put Kathy Smith DVDs or, and Kathy is with a K, and you put rejuvenation, rejuvenation, you'll find it. And, just, you know, again, I really, really love this next stage of life. It is so much fun, and it's so much fun to be healthy, and it's so much fun to be able to do things. So I just, if any parting words, it's just, you know, I hate to, you know, pull on the Nike quote, but it's just do it. Get out and feel good, and just start with, as you said, with that 10 minutes. And that's how we've done rejuvenation. We've broken it down. There's a lot of 10-minute segments, so you're not going to get overwhelmed.
Oh, well, I am so excited to try it. I definitely want to do the walking. Although I have to say, I actually love the cold as well. And I'm a California girl. I've been here 10 years on the East Coast. I didn't want to come because of the too hot and the too cold. And now I look forward to winter because I love snowshoeing. And that is a heck of a workout. That is amazing. And if
I'm
you're ever
right there with
in
you.
The East Coast on the, in the winter, I want you to come snowshoeing with me. I have some beautiful woods I can show you. But anyway, Kathy, I want to thank you so much. And if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. I hope everyone has a great day. Check out Kathy Smith's Rejuvenation Rehab. Take care. Bye-bye.